General Keith Alexander, the director of the NSA and the commander of U.S. Cyber Command, says he thinks the biggest barrier to improving the nation's overall cyber posture boils down to a basic lack of education, both about how networks operate and the scope of the threat, as evidenced by recent episodes like cyber assaults on the U.S. financial sector and the vast destruction of data at the state-owned Saudi Aramco oil company.
I'm concerned that attacks like this are coming, and we're spending a lot of time talking about what we should do when we should do it. We ought to argue it out, just like we did in the election yesterday, come to a solution and then get going. Let's defend this. Because from my perspective, we can defend this space. We can secure it better than it is today. And we're stuck at the starting line trying to figure out how we're going to do this. And we ought to get on with it. And I believe that's going to be the push that you're going to see from the administration, from Congress, and it should be the push from business and the American people.
Alexander told Symantec's annual government symposium he thinks most of the fighting will continue to be over whether the government should be involved in setting minimum cybersecurity standards for the nation's critical infrastructure operators, something he says is needed. But there's a lot more political agreement around the notion of enabling more information sharing between government and industry and providing legal liability protections to companies who share cyber threat information and act on it.
Government cannot do what the internet service providers, the antivirus community, and the sector-specific agencies do. We need to work together. And here's part of the problem. When you see how companies are getting hit, exploited, when you look at, let's call it the first level, if you did everything perfect, you would be up to this level of security. You have all your patches in place, you've done, and you're up with either McAfee, Symantec, or the antivirus community, you've got everything done, you're at this level. How many companies in the United States and in our allies are at this level? We actually do inspections. We inspect our government networks to see how many are at 100%. And the answer is very few.
Alexander says there's a wide gap between companies with solid cybersecurity postures and those who may not even know that adversaries are inside their networks. He says the government can help improve those companies' security in a way he insists will still protect civil liberties by providing threat and vulnerability information gathered by the NSA. Robert Joyce is the NSA's deputy director in the Information Assurance Directorate. He says the agency has special insights into cyber vulnerabilities from inside the intelligence community, and it's already come a long way toward packaging that information in a way that can be used by the private sector. That includes best practices for hardening IT systems, developing a standard lexicon to describe threats across government and industry, and one-on-one advice to IT companies to help them make more secure products. But he says the NSA also wants to help companies incorporate what it knows about ongoing cyber threats into the day-to-day operations of private networks.
The ultimate objective is to take the classified information and share that in a way that the companies can take action to fix or prevent intrusions or vulnerabilities that maybe don't would be quickly overcome if it was widely understood. And so that's a balance point where we're trying to do that in an effective manner where the information is still viable and usable, but it's protected in that channel that we can get it out there. And there's some interesting partnerships where we're able to take information from NSA, pass it through to DHS and FBI, where they're working with critical infrastructure activities, they're working in the criminal domain, and they're able to action that activity. So a lot today of information that starts out on the intel side of NSA can wind up being actionable by companies and industry and by industry sectors, where it doesn't have an NSA logo on it, but it has NSA information inside.
At the Department of Homeland Security, which serves as the primary government and industry go-between for cyber threat information, Larry Zelvin says data that originated from within the intelligence community is being shared in ways that would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. Zelvin directs DHS's National Cyber and Communications Integration Center, or NCIC.
The intelligence community and law enforcement community is downgrading information in a way that I've never seen. And I've had a security clearance for 2.5 decades. So the old, you know, they overclassify it. They may, but I'm telling you, in the cyber space, things have changed. And I would like to publicly compliment all my IC partners and law enforcement partners. They get the private sector and state and locals and international need to know information, and they go out of their way to declassify an information so it can be appropriately shared. So, you know, I used to joke that, you know, when two people at an intelligence community said good morning, it was TS. No longer. They really will go to that extra mile, that extra effort, because they realize the people who need it aren't always TS or better. Now, you may not know it came from NSA or some of the other three-letter language, but it shouldn't matter. At the end of the day, what you care about the information is not necessarily who got it and how they got it.
But Zelvin says the government needs to become much more advanced in how it shares information. While cyber threats move just shy of the speed of light, warnings about them so far do not.
A lot of this is done by paper. It is done via email. It is posted on a web page. It is sometimes, I will tell you, information sharing can also happen via phone call. We should be far more advanced than we are now. As I look out at the products we're putting out, you know, I wonder as we put out these, you know, numbers and dashes and hashes and all that stuff, are people actually retyping all that? And if so, how successful are they doing it?
To solve that speed problem, DHS is working on a program called TAXI, the Trusted Automated Exchange of Indicator Information. It's designed to be a set of standardized technical specifications that allow machines to detect cyber threats and communicate them to one another in real time. Zelvin and Joyce say their agencies have taken major steps forward to push cyber threat information out to industry. But like Alexander, they say that data flow needs to happen in both directions. Joyce says, to be effective, NSA needs an accurate picture of the overall cyber threat landscape, something it can't get on its own.
We'd love to get information about that intrusion. We'd like to know where it's coming from, what IPs are involved, some of the signatures, samples of the malware. And so if we're able to get that type of information through FBI and DHS, we can then make it much more actionable. I'd liken it to the NSA being able to be the over-the-horizon radar, looking out into that foreign space to understand where that threat's coming from and who else they may be going after. Is the case from our FBI brethren, when they go and knock on a door to tell a company that they've got a problem, they have a nation-state intrusion, 80% of the time, that company has no idea they have somebody inside their network. And a lot of times that's coming because we saw an intrusion at one point, and then we're able to leverage that out to the other 10 people that guy's touching. And so that's where it's really important to have that two-way information flow. The things you can help us with about your intrusion will let us understand more about that and then understand if there's a deeper web behind it.
But right now, Joyce says the U.S. doesn't have an established technical and policy infrastructure to conduct two-way information sharing at the scale that's needed to counter modern cyber threats. Unless it builds one.
I think we're going to continue to see the wealth and treasure, the intellectual property of the U.S. Leaking out. I think we're going to wind up seeing some sort of cyber catastrophe because we're unable to sense it coming and defend it as it comes. And so you can't overstate the implications.
And while Zelvin says there have been examples where DHS has shared information that prevented a major cyber incident at a given company, those have been point successes. As of now, he says it's difficult to know which companies should get what information.
Many of your public utilities are run by your municipalities. I don't know if I'm reaching them. Okay, and it's very frustrating to me. We don't have the mature mechanisms to get to those sorts of folks, and they serve life-saving and life-sustaining functions in our communities. There are other times we'll give information out, we think it's going to the right people, and then we get a call saying, how come you didn't tell me? And it's like, we told this person. Well, that's the wrong person. So we're learning that, okay, these are the people that really need to know. I don't know who I'm not reaching, and it concerns me a great deal.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.